Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Thursday, February 28th, 2020. And boy, it is getting hot in Minnesota. Let me tell you, it is hot. This is the third night in a row, and it's going to be fireworks again in Minnesota tonight. Welcome, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Greetings. Welcome on in. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's the show. This separates truth from fiction. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And yet another unarmed black man has been murdered by police, this time the Minneapolis Police Department, in one of the most heinous acts to date. He kneeled on the neck of a black man who was handcuffed behind his back and laying face down on the ground. Now, this may be the proverbial straw that has broken the camel's back, as the black community is completely on fire right now about this. And the fact that none of these officers, if nobody else, at least the officer who committed this heinous crime has not been arrested, along with the other three who were fired from Minneapolis, Minnesota Police Department. The city of Minneapolis, as I said a little bit earlier, is on fire right now, and in other major cities across America, protests are springing up. Now, one of the unusual, shout out to Buddy McKnight, mother, love you, man. One of the unusual things about this case was the swift firings of the officers. I believe it was the next day, the officers, not just the one who put his knee on George Floyd's neck, but the other three were fired as well, because they were four officers on duty at the time. Now, you saw the little Asian police officer who was blocking everybody from trying to help this man. It's just sad. I mean, it just breaks your heart to see another black man being abused and subsequently murdered by a white police officer. Now, you know, when I watched the video, In a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about the joke of a press conference. It was the U.S. attorney from Minnesota, along with the county attorney, Hennepin County attorney, who was there as well. And because when you look at the black man, as y'all can see, you know, he just. You know, as I looked and I saw that brother on the ground, and this man had his knee on his neck like he was just no respect whatsoever. No respect. So we got to talk about that. We're going to get to that. And I'm going to play a little clip of our president, Donald J. Trump, we'll get to it, because I'm totally upset. Because I watched the press conference just a few minutes ago, and I watched the entire press conference. As y'all know, I want to have my ish together when I come on the radio. But one of the unusual things about this case was not only just the swift firing of the officers, but the mayor of Minneapolis, who has called for the arrest of the officers who applied the pressure to George Floyd's neck until he passed out and later died at the hospital. So I watched the press conference. And, you know, and I always like to say that I'm not really, I don't condone the type of behavior that's going on in Minnesota, but, you know, right now in Minneapolis. But, you know, I mean, people get tired. Black folks are tired of being murdered by white police officers. Black men who were unarmed are being murdered by white police officers. Now, you know, it takes me back to Philando Castile, who was shot four times, and his daughter, 5 or 6 year old little girl, was sitting directly behind him when this police officer unloaded on for Orlando Castillo, who had a license to carry a weapon but did not have the weapon on him. And this officer killed him. So black folks are tired. You know, black folks are tired. Now, I watched the press conference. The U.S. attorney for the state of Minnesota was there, and the county attorney, Mike Freeman, was there, who is the prosecuting attorney in this case. And I found it to be a total waste of time because we heard the old song, be patient, let the investigation play out. Now, to me and many other people, including law enforcement officers who have been interviewed on on MSNBC, you won't see it on Fox News because they, you know, they're probably applauding this. But shout out to Councilman Luis Velez. Councilman Velez, congratulations, Councilman Velez, on your victory. I knew you were going to win anyway. Fifth Ward of the city of Paterson, New Jersey. Congratulations, Councilman Velez, and keep up the good work. So, you know, so I watched the press conference just a few minutes ago, and the United States attorney and the county attorney, Mike Freeman, who is going to be the prosecuting attorney in this case now. No problem, my brother. No problem. I'm glad you won, and I knew you would win. I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the people of the Fifth Ward who have you as their guardian for the next 2 years, I believe it is, 2 to 4 years. So anyway, so county attorney Mike Freeman steps up to the mic at the press conference. I don't know if any of you watched it. You probably should have because it was great theater. And county attorney Mike Freeman steps up to the mic. And I found the whole press conference to be a total waste of time. Now, first of all, they were supposed to come on at 4 o'clock, 2 o'clock Minnesota time, 3 o'clock Minnesota time, I should say, because they're an hour behind us, Central Standard Time, Central Daylight Savings Time. And county attorney, 4 years, good. They got you for another 4 years and probably another 4 years after that, sir. So county attorney Mike Freeman steps up to the plate after the U.S. attorney wasted our time with her nonsense. And, you know, let me say this. So he steps up to the mic and he brags about a case where, shout out to Elaine Harris Askew watching the program. Thank you for being here. So county attorney Mike Freeman steps up to the plate and he brags about a case in which he says that Minnesota or Minneapolis is one of a few cities in the United States of America who has prosecuted a police officer and successfully prosecuted and convicted a police officer. Now, yeah, that may be true, but the police officer who was convicted by County Attorney Mike Freeman was a black police officer by the name of Muhammad Noor. He was a Somali. You know, Minneapolis has a large Somali population. So when Officer Noor joined the Minneapolis Police Department, he was heralded as a hero, so to speak. So the police officer, the county attorney, Mike Freeman, bragged about in the press conference Minneapolis being the only city, one of the few cities in the United States of America who have successfully convicted a police officer. The one police officer that they did convict was black, Muhammad Noor. Now, Muhammad Noor was convicted of third-degree murder at the killing of a white woman who he says surprised him. They were in an alley, and it was a dark alley, and he says that the woman came up to his window and he fired. Now, anybody else would have got away with that. Any other police officer, especially a white one, would have gotten away with that. But this time, police officer Muhammad Noor, a black man, was convicted of third-degree murder, and he was sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. So county attorney Freeman picked a bad case to be bragging about, you know, because black officers do get convicted more than white officers in these cases. So now, to me and many other people, I've seen countless law enforcement officers. The assistant director of the FBI and a detective from New York City and so many other people have said that this was murder. Now, well, I don't get it that, you know, that I don't get that after seeing that video, that this officer still has not been arrested. I just don't get it, because I think there was enough evidence there to show that he leaned on the man's neck for 7 minutes with all of his weight. Now, there were people who were surrounding the situation who were begging this officer to take the pressure off the man's neck. Now, there was no need for him to put his knee on his neck because he was subdued. He was on the ground. George Floyd was on the ground, and he was laying on his stomach, and his hands were handcuffed behind his back. So he was not a threat at that time. But you had three other police officers who stood around. See, this was what happens. You know, that Asian police officer, well, I shouldn't say his ethnicity, but there was another police officer who stood there with his back to the situation and held the people in the people who were surrounding the situation at bay. Now, he was one of the four police officers who got fired. You know, now I just don't understand why this officer has not been. Well, I do get it, why he hasn't been arrested. He hasn't been arrested because he's a white police officer. And so you have the county attorney, you have the U.S. United States attorney for that district trot out and just sell us a bill of goods. And see, there's going to be even more going on tonight. Now, like I said, I don't condone what's happening. I don't condone the setting a blaze and a pillaging of businesses who had nothing to do with AutoZone and was looted and set afire, set ablaze, and the Target store in that area was set ablaze and looted. And you know, it didn't look good. It's not a good look for our black folks to be running in the store and stealing stuff, because that had nothing to do with George Floyd. That had nothing to do with George Floyd's murder by this police officer. And, you know, it's a really, really bad look. So I'm pillaging instead of setting ablaze of buildings and such. But on the other hand, I understand it. I understand the rage. I understand the anger, because this happens over and over again. A Tatiana Jefferson shot through the window. Breonna Taylor shot in her bed. You know, it's just overwhelming to me that these things keep happening and these officers keep getting away with murder. Shout out to Elaine Harris Askew, who says there is no justice at all in looting or riots. I get the anger raised. Yeah, there's no justice at all. It's not a good look, and you know, and I don't condone that. But on the other hand, now, I don't condone the part about breaking into stores and stealing, because that has nothing to do with George Floyd. And those type of acts take away from they dishonor the memory of George Floyd and what actually happened. Because stealing, running into the store and stealing stuff, running in a liquor store, which is what happened in Baltimore, which is what happened, you know, and which is what happens when these things take place. Our people go buck wild and start breaking into stores and stealing stuff. Now, that has nothing to do with the case at hand, but the you know, just the total waste of time of the press conference. And I encourage you guys to take a look at this press conference. Now, they were supposed to come out at 2 p.m. Minnesota time. They didn't come out until 4. Now, the first thing the U.S. attorney said was that she believed that they had some news, but as it turned out, they didn't have any news. She's right, they didn't have no news. It was just totally ridiculous. Let me play a piece. This is Trump. Now, you know, and I'm not going to lay this at the feet of Trump, but this is Trump when he was president. This is at a gathering in Selden, New York, there were many cops behind him, all white, at this gathering. So let me just play a little piece of what Donald Trump said to these officers.
You see these towns, and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in, rough. I said, please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand up, like, don't hit their head, and they just kill somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay? It's essential that Congress fund hundreds more federal immigration judges and prosecutors, and we need them quickly.
You see, now, he just said, you know, and the cops behind him all clapped. The cops behind him all clapped when President Trump said that you can rough up, that it's okay to rough up suspects when you put them in a police car. So instead of protecting their head, you know, so they didn't hit their head on the roof of the vehicle, you just let them hit their heads on the roof of the vehicle. This is what Trump was saying at this event in Selden, New York, right after he became president, July 28, 2017. Now, Elaine Harris asks you, says, question, who do you think he's talking to when he yelled, help me, I can't breathe? I am, or anyone who was listening. Right. The man had somebody's, I mean, now, the man had his knee, the police officer had his knee on George Floyd's neck. You know, he had his knee on his neck. You know, so he was screaming out for anybody, and the people who were surrounding the situation wanted to help, but one of the officers held everybody at bay, and he wouldn't let anybody help this man. So it's going on right now in Minneapolis. They're already warming up. I was watching the news piece a little while ago, and the people are coming back out again. So it's going to be a third night of hopefully nobody gets hurt, but it's going to be a third night of protest. Now, you know, and again, I can't blame, you know, because I'm angry myself, you know, and I'm not going to go out here and break anybody's windows, but I'm angry myself. See, what's going to happen eventually is that it's going to be some kind of conflict between police officers and black people. I mean, a major conflict. Now, I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying that it should happen, but there's going to be a major conflict between black folk and police officers very, very soon. So, you know, it's 20 minutes past y'all. Let me take a quick break and come right back with a whole lot more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, WWPR 1490 AM on the East Coast, KCAA Radio on the West Coast, and NBC Radio Station. All right, so shout out to Elaine Harris. Ask you, who says Trump is getting involved now because he wants black votes. And see, and I said that. Thank you for that, Elaine. And I did say that. I said that a few days ago, that Trump was going to jump on the bandwagon and try to take credit for the outcome. Now, see, now if the police officer gets off, he's not going to take credit for that. But when the U.S. attorney came out in the press conference that was held just a little while ago, she said that President Trump is monitoring the situation. President Trump and Attorney General Barr are monitoring the situation. So, you know, absolutely, Elaine, and I said it a few days ago, that Trump was going to jump on a bandwagon and try to get involved with this when he's been silent for the last 3.5 years, you know, on these cases. So the coronavirus, you know, the coronavirus, there's one thing the coronavirus has not stopped. It stopped the economy. It stopped people from the sports. It stopped a whole lot of stuff. graduations, anything that involves people gathering together to the coronavirus has stopped. But the coronavirus has not stopped police brutality, because in the last 30 days, three black folks have been killed by either white people or the police. Ahmaud Arbery, killed by the father and son murderous tag team of Gregory McMichael and his son Travis. And then you have the police department in Kentucky, the Louisville Metro Police Department, who crashed into Breonna Taylor's house looking for somebody whose house was actually 10 miles away. They crashed into Breonna Taylor's house with a warrant looking for someone who was already in custody. It shows the incompetence of the Louisville Metro Police Department. And when they crashed into the house, the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor grabbed his gun, which is what I would have done, because I have a license to carry a weapon, and I am a licensed gun owner. So what happened was, not, you know, if somebody crashed through my door, I'm going to grab my gun too, especially if I don't know who they are. So in the Breonna Taylor case, she was shot 8 times and killed. Now, this is the last 30 days. Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, and now this brother, George Floyd, all have been killed by Ahmaud Arbery was killed by two white men, and Breonna Taylor and George Floyd were killed by white police officers. Now, you know, this has reached a breaking point. I'm going to tell you right now, this has reached a breaking point, because there's something different going on in Minneapolis. There's something different going on. This George Floyd thing has a whole different feel from some of the other murders that have taken place, different than Trayvon Martin, different than, you know, Philando Castile, Eric Garner. I mean, this may be the straw that breaks the camel's back, or that breaks black folks' back in regards to police officers just killing our people. And, you know, and see, now Walter Scott, who was gunned down by a police officer while he was running away, shot in the back 5 times, Walter Scott. Now, that particular officer, in that circumstance with Walter Scott, who was shot in the back 5 times, this happened a year or so ago, or maybe a little bit longer. Now, somebody's had to be walking past and videotaped the incident. Now, if there was no one there, this police officer would have got away with murder, because what happened was the police officer planted his taser on Walter Scott after Walter Scott had went down and was dying on the ground in that park. Now, that particular police officer did get convicted of murder, and he's in prison right now where he should be. But this here, this George Floyd, I mean, you can't help but put yourself, especially as a black man, which I am, you can't help but put yourself in this place. Now, that could have been me. Now, throughout my lifetime, I haven't been victimized by the police, not even once throughout my lifetime. But I guess I'm just one of the lucky ones, because this man, whatever he did not warrant what happened to him. See, because they're talking about Elaine Harris, yeah, it was filmed, right? See, now they're talking about an investigation. So if you didn't watch it, please do the press conference with the United States Attorney for the District of Minnesota and County Attorney and the County Attorney for that area, because they're talking about doing an investigation. They asked for people who were there to step forward, and, you know, and those people get locked up most of the time, the ones who step forward. So at this press conference, the United States Attorney for the District of Minnesota and the County Attorney both pleaded that for folks who were there, for people who saw what happened, they should come forward. If you have other video or whatever, you should bring it forth. Now, you know, just watching that video alone, I mean, I don't get why they're talking about doing an investigation, because just watching that video alone, there's enough evidence there, in my estimation. No, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not you know, a police officer, but I am a human being. And just from that video alone, just from the one where he sat there and the brother is crying, begging for this police officer to take his knee off his neck, just from that alone, to me, in my estimation, and to a lot of other people, other law enforcement people, law enforcement professionals, they all say, that there's something wrong here. Even the Attorney General for the state of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, who once was a congressman, I don't know if he lost or whatever the case may be, but Keith Ellison, former congressman, who is now the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, he even said himself that this is not right. So the fix may be in, and this is not going to go away, you know, ladies and gentlemen. This situation is not going to go away. This is going to be a problem for police and for white folks all across the country. Now, I know a lot of white people, you know, and not everybody is the same, because, you know, it just so happens that in the crowd, in the protesters, there was a significant amount of white people who were holding signs and who were protesting as well. Now, did they get in on the setting the fires and all of that stuff? I guess they stepped when that stuff started happening. But there was a significant amount of white people in that in the crowd of protesters in Minneapolis. So this is going to blow, you know. This is going to blow, because time after time after time, even with video evidence, you know, these police officers still get off. And, you know, and see, this police officers and DAs work together. Look at what happened in Brunswick, Georgia with Ahmaud Arbery. You had four different DAs. You had three DAs before you finally got one that was willing to take the case. Now, the first one recused himself. The second one recused himself, but he sent a letter to the third one. This is in the Ahmaud Arbery case. He sent a letter to the third district attorney saying that Michaels were innocent. So now you have a fourth attorney, it's a black woman, Cobb County district attorney, who is now handling the Ahmaud Arbery case. Now, those two from the last I heard, the McMichaels are still in jail. And it took two, and they're not even police officers. Gregory McMichael, the father, is a former police officer, but it still took 2 months, and they didn't get arrested until the video came out. And then they were arrested right away. But we got the situation in Minnesota that's going to be a problem. Now, the governor of Minnesota has called for the National Guard to be brought in to quell the disturbance. He's asked for them to be brought in, and it's just unbelievable that even with this video, this officer still has not been arrested. Elaine Harris Askew says his white girlfriend was interviewed. White folk were also protesting. That's the big difference in this case. I don't know whose white girlfriend was interviewed, but maybe you mean the girlfriend of the police officer. I'm not sure what you mean. Maybe you can clarify that for me. But yeah, so we have a police officer, a white police officer, who held this man down. Now, there was this man was in custody. He was handcuffed behind his back, and he was laying on the ground. And see, what angers black folks and what angers me is just the total lack of respect for black people. So when the police visit their police misconduct on us, it's a total disrespect. It's like black people don't even qualify as a human being. You know, they get shot down. You had an officer, you had a situation a couple weeks ago where an officer, after they killed the young black man, one of the officers said, oh, it looks like it's going to be a closed casket. I mean, just no respect. I mean, this is somebody's son. Maybe he had a kid, somebody's brother, somebody's cousin. And the best thing you can say Is it going to be a closed casket? It's just totally ridiculous. Lamont Gates is watching the program. Lamont Gates, Real Spiritual Talk, Blog Talk Radio. Go on and check out what time it comes on. So, yeah, so we had a situation. You know, they're talking about, and I'm like getting like sweaty because this is totally ridiculous. This is totally ridiculous. There's enough evidence in that video of this police officer with his knee, his full body weight on the neck of George Floyd, and while and the people around the situation, because there were folk spectators, and they and you can hear the man on the video saying that he couldn't breathe. You can hear him. The same way Eric Garner said he couldn't breathe, he wound up dead. George Floyd said he couldn't breathe, and now he's dead. And it just angers me to the 10th power that this police officer has not been arrested. He just got fired. And for the county, and so, you know, what investigation? I mean, what else do you need to know? They're saying that, you know, the U.S. attorney for that area and the county attorney for the county there in Minnesota have said that they need to investigate. They want to get it right. I mean, what can you get wrong? What can you get wrong? The man the police officer had his full body weight on this man's neck, his full body weight. And he was, and he still had his knee on George Floyd's neck after George Floyd went limp. So George Floyd was non-responsive and the police officer still had his knee on the man's neck. Now, you need to do an investigation to see if his civil rights were violated? I mean, really? Let that have been me. Let's say I was at the supermarket or working somewhere as I'm an armed security officer. Let's say I was working somewhere and I did that to somebody. I'd be in jail. I'd be in jail. Shout out to Albert Vega, my brother. You know, if any of us did the same thing that police officer did, we'd be in jail. So it's just a culture of the police department in many cities and many officers who just disrespect black people, you know, like we're animals. Elaine Harris Ashby says, when I saw the stream of urine flow from under the car, my heart. Yeah, because I wasn't sure what that was. But yeah, but the guy urinated on himself. The George Floyd urinated on himself. Outrageous. You see, black folks are not going to keep putting up with this. There's going to be a serious, serious response one day from the killing of a black folk. Yeah, he was afraid, Elaine. He was afraid because he knew that he was going to die. He knew he was going to die. And that police officer had no business with his knee on George Floyd's neck. He had no business. So Trump's Justice Department has stepped in, and this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad because black folks are tired of being murdered by the police. Black folks are tired of being disrespected. Black folks are tired of police officers getting off, you know. And it was just a matter of time before something happened that would exacerbate black folks so bad that there would be a national response. So I've heard somebody from an organization while I was watching the news a little bit earlier say they had 1.5 million signatures. I mean, damn, those petitions are garbage. You know, I give credit to the people who are trying to do something, but petition is not going to change the landscape. The petition is not going to change police officers' mentality. It's not going to change. And I know some people, I'm friends with some people, friends, Facebook friends anyway, who are trying to get signatures. The signatures is not going to change this. Signatures is not going to change this. You can get all the signatures in the world. It's not going to change the situation that's going on because black folks are tired of being disrespected. And look how many situations there probably are. It's like the coronavirus. I mean, we know what we know from the people who have been tested. But what about the people who haven't been tested? We can't count them. So the same thing goes for civil rights violations and police misconduct when there is no camera. See, those cameras should be, the police shouldn't have the option of turning those cameras off. Once they put that camera on, matter of fact, it should be controlled by somebody else. And once that camera goes on, it should stay on until they punch out. But police officers have the option of turning their cameras off. And sometimes they do, especially when they get in trouble. Tatiana Jefferson, who was shot through her window in her house with it. I mean, just this George Floyd thing is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. Because the people are already gathering, the crowds are not getting any smaller. If you turn on MSNBC right now or some of the other stations, you'll see the crowds are not getting smaller. And people are fed up. Black folks are fed up with our people being shot to death, choked to death, beat to death, disrespected, and nothing is being done. You know the right wingers, I'll get to you in a moment, Lamont. The right wingers, oh, this is the United States of America, is the greatest country in the world. It's supposed to be justice for all, not for some. Lamont Gates says, how do you feel about the rioting? You know what, Lamont? I don't condone it, but if you step on a people too much, eventually, if you back somebody in the corner, eventually they're going to fight their way out. So while I don't condone rioting, I don't condone looting, it soils the memory of George Floyd. It dirties the memory of George Floyd. But you know, I can't say that, you get what you pay for. White police officers have been killing black folks for years. All the way back to Eleanor Bumpers, that happened in the 80s. Eleanor Bumpers, who was killed by New York City police officers, a grandmother who was blown away with a shotgun in her own home in the New York City projects years and years ago. Eleanor Bumpers, look her up. And there's been so many since then. There's been so many since then. A 12-year-old kid. Now they just ran. Now even I know, and I've been trained, use of force. And you don't shoot. You don't run up on a shooter situation. You take cover and you try to find out who the person is. The 12-year-old in Cleveland, they just drove up and shot him. He had a plastic gun. 12 years old. You couldn't see that the kid was 12 years old. You know, I wouldn't shoot a kid that was 12 years old. And they shouldn't have shot the kid that was 12 years old. So even from going way back, Amadou Diallo is shot 49 times. Over and over and over again, black folks have been killed by police. And nothing basically has been done. Now, the police officers that did go to jail were the ones who tortured the brother and put the broomstick up his behind. Now, they went to prison. But the ones who actually kill people don't. Elaine Harris Askew says they shouldn't have the right to touch those cameras once they're on. Absolutely. And she goes on to say, if they want to calm the madness, sacrifice those four cops, even though they don't want to throw us above. Well, see, you know, it's the culture of the police department. It's the culture of white police officers who disrespect black folks and think it's okay. And you know why they think it's okay? Because very rarely do they get convicted. Okay. All right, let me take a quick break, and I'll come back. And I got a little Trump nonsense going on, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about a couple of other things in just a few minutes. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All righty then. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. 18 minutes before the hour. It's it's May 28th, I believe it is, 2020. And wow, you know, just unbelievable. Just totally unbelievable. You know, we can't, you know, Indian Harris asked me, says the only thing changed is the year. The system wasn't set for us. And see, I've talked about that. That the system wasn't set up for black folks, because there were black folks in the United States of America the good news is that there were black folks here when the Constitution was written, but the bad news is that black folks were not included in the Constitution. And to this day, hundreds of years later, although black folks are not slaves per se, we are still much maligned by white police officers. Now, and I've said this ad nauseum 11 times, that the FBI put out a bulletin warning local police officers that skinheads and white supremacists and Klan members were joining police departments, because what better way to get away with killing a Negro than to join a police department? And so there's thousands, tens of thousands of white supremacists who are wearing the gun and badge. Tens of thousands of police officers who are racist, who are white separatists. They are all over the United States of America. White supremacist police officers. Because you have to have a hatred for, because, you know, you have to have a hatred for people to do what that Minneapolis police officer did to George Floyd. You have to have a hatred. Because the man said he couldn't breathe. The people around him were begging him to take his knee off the man's neck. And even after George Floyd passed out, he still, now you have the U.S. attorney for the District of Minnesota, you have the county attorney saying they need to do an investigation. Investigate what? I don't understand what they're trying to investigate. And then the county attorney says that there might be some evidence that doesn't support an arrest. I mean, really? The Trump administration, the Justice Department, the U.S. Attorney, the county attorney, they all know that they're going to have to do something about this, because this ain't going to go away. This ain't going to go away. Lamont Gates asked me a little bit earlier, how do I feel about the rioting? Look, hey, you know, I don't condone it. I don't condone rioting. I don't condone breaking in Target, because the people at Target had nothing to do with what happened to George Floyd. The people at the AutoZone store that was looted had nothing to do with George Floyd. So I don't condone the rioting. But when you push a people, eventually they're going to explode. And I do believe that this might be the straw that broke black folks' back in regards to police misconduct, because this goes on far too often, and police officers get away with murder far too often. 14 minutes before the hour. So Trump already, as I predicted, was going to try to take responsibility for whatever happens. And, you know, the U.S. attorney, when she came out in that press conference, she did say that she named the president, President Trump, and Attorney General William Barr are closely monitoring this case. And Trump, we all know Trump is a shyster. We know Trump is a mob boss. Trump runs Trump runs the executive branch of the government like he's a mob boss. Instead of killing the people, he fires them. Albert Baker says, investigation for what? Look at the footage. Just that 7-minute piece of footage alone will show you that there was a crime committed here. And even before that, the video from the store that they were in front of, you can see that George Floyd was not resisting. So how did he go from being handcuffed, sat down on a step, handcuffed, to somebody putting their knee on his neck? There is nothing. Now, they're saying that they want to investigate, they want to see the footage from what happened before. There is nothing that George Floyd could have done to necessitate that being done to him. There is nothing in that video. There's nothing. Even if he tried to go for his gun. No matter what he did, the police officer's job is to arrest the person. That's how the criminal justice system works. The police officers arrest and they incarcerate the individual if he committed an actual crime, and they put him in jail. And then it's up to the judge and the jury of his peers to decide whether he goes to prison or whether he's let loose. Thank you, brother. Albert Vega says, he said he couldn't breathe. This was a lynching. This was a modern day lynching. And every time a black person is killed by police, now if a black man pulls a gun on a cop and points it at him and he gets shot, now I'm not going to say, but okay. You can kind of understand what happened there. You pulled a gun, he actually was in fear for his life, and he was shot and killed. Now, anybody knows, you don't point a gun at the police, they're going to shoot you. So if under those circumstances, I really don't have anything much to say. I mean, I'm sorry that the person was killed, but if you pull a gun on a police officer and they shoot you, you kind of ask for it. But in this case, and again, there are white supremacist police officers, even around here. Now, here in New Jersey, they're here too. They are here too. Now, I think it was Kaplan, Louisiana police officer said on his Facebook page that it's unfortunate that more black people have not died from the coronavirus. You had the white lady, Miss Cooper, who called the police on a black man who was bird watching. Now, I never heard of black people bird watching, but you had an African-American, a black man who was in a ramble in Central Park who was bird watching. And they asked a woman, the name was Cooper, the last name, matter of fact, they both of their last name was Cooper, no relation, of course. And the white woman had her dog running around in the park, which is against the rules in Central Park. And the woman even admitted that she knew that letting her dog run free without a leash was against the rules. So when the black man who was bird watching approached the woman and asked her to put her dog back on the leash, oh boy, now she's calling 911. There's an African-American man. Now, if somebody is coming for you, I mean, when you call 911, you're not going to say, oh, it's a white guy, or it's an Hispanic, unless you need to describe the person, and then you would go ahead and say what they were wearing and what their ethnicity may have been. But this woman, she worked for Franklin Templeton. She was fired, of course. She was fired by the company because she was a blatant racist. And she called the police and said, there's an African-American man. He's filming me. This America is a racist country. Don't make no mistake about it. America is a racist country. And now the racists are joining the police department and they are killing black folks in particular. And these guys are racist. Lamont Gates says there could very well be relation, but leave Cooper alone. People, she was fired and had death threats already. Even Birdwatcher Cooper says that's uncalled for and feels bad. Yeah, but she asked for it, Lamont Gates. She asked for it. The man asked her to follow the rules that were clearly posted throughout that section of the park. And you're not supposed to let your dog loose in the park. In any park, there could be kids there. There could be elderly folks there. You know not to let your dog loose, no matter what kind of dog it is. So, no, I'm not going to leave her alone. She called the 911. She called the police and said an African-American man. Like, just because it was an African-American man, that means she's in danger. America is still a very, very racist country. Still. Now, it might not happen as much as it used to. No, they don't grab us up the street and throw a rope over a tree like they used to. They don't have picnics in the park, in the town square. Everybody bring their picnic basket and watch this nigger get hung. They don't do that anymore. But the Klan members and the race, and the separatists, the racists, the skinheads are joining police departments all across America, and they're visiting their racist hatred on black folks under the color of authority. Elaine Harris asked you, says she got served. She got what she deserved. She got fired. So the police officer in Kaplan, Louisiana, who said that it was unfortunate that more black folks didn't die from the coronavirus, he's been put on administrative leave. You see, there are lots of racist white folks in authority, judges, prosecutors, DAs, they're all over the place. Business owners, there are lots of folks. And because it's not fashionable now, they try to stay behind the scenes. But there are lots of racist white folks in the United States of America. And I'm not saying all of them now. I'm not saying all of them. Because every white person is not a racist, and every black person is not a deadbeat dad. But there are thousands and thousands and thousands of racist skinhead white supremacists in police departments all across the country, just waiting for an opportunity to take a black man out. And this racist police officer in Minneapolis saw his moment to treat George Floyd like a dog. And see, now the PETA people would have been up in arms over this if the police officer had his knee on the dog. When the police officer shot a Rottweiler, because a Rottweiler was coming at them. Oh boy! Oh God! They came out of the woodwork. But this thing with George Floyd was heinous. It was evil. It was a racist police officer putting his knee on this man's neck, and after people begged him to stop, he wouldn't. And you see, and the blue wall. I'm familiar with, friendly with some police officers. Yeah. But this was heinous. This was racist. This was unnecessary. The man was handcuffed behind his back, and he was laying face down on the ground. He couldn't even get up. How many people can get up off the ground handcuffed behind your back? Nobody. You can't, unless you're Houdini, you can get out of those handcuffs. Nobody can get up off the ground who's got their hands cuffed behind their back. Nobody. You have to be in pretty good damn shape to do it. Lamont Gay says the bird watcher wasn't the authority and should have just ignored her unleashed dog, just like we all ignore Jay. Yeah, that could have happened. But what happens? Look at the black folks who are accosted by white folks. You know, the black man who was making a delivery in a white neighborhood, and they blocked his truck in. Now, it's pretty obvious that, and if you're going to rob somebody, you're not going to bring a truck with you. And that was the situation. Look it up. The black man was trying to back his truck out of a cul-de-sac, I believe it was, and a white person blocked him in. Black folks are accosted by white folks all the time for minor stuff. All the time. You don't live here. What are you doing here? It happens. Look at the videos on Facebook. You see them all the time. Black folks being questioned by police officers. The one man was cleaning up in front of his own house, and the police pulled over and questioned a man who's raking leaves in his own yard. So black folks are marginalized. Black folks are accosted. Black folks are confronted by white folks all the time. all the time. And this is a racist society we live in right now. And Trump is the supreme leader. So he tries to, you know, take advantage of a situation. I mean, do you really think we're that stupid that if there's a conviction here that we're going to fall in place and vote for you? Trump, we're still not going to vote for you. I don't give a damn what you do. I'm especially not going to vote for you because you're a racist. And the police departments all across America, especially in those areas, are white supremacist skinhead Klan members. So 3 minutes to the hour. So, you know, so it's heating up in Minneapolis. And no, I don't condone rioting. But, you know, this stuff has got to stop somewhere. It's got to stop somewhere. This is just can't keep going on. Every time three people at my gates, and I'm addressing you personally, three people in the last 30 days, three black folks in the last 30 days have been killed by, one, by a former police officer, and two, by current police officers. Three people in 30 days, despite the coronavirus. See, the coronavirus isn't stopping everything. Coronavirus, nothing is going to stop racism. 100 years from now, in the year 2120, there will still be racism if the world is still here. Now, I'm not saying all white folks are racist. I work for white folks, and white folks don't own my apartment building, but I work for white folks. I've worked for white folks all my life. And they treat me with respect when I'm in front of them. I don't know what they say when I'm not there. But this George Floyd murder may just be may tip the scales of anger and frustration in the black community. Again, Target and AutoZone had nothing to do with this, and I'm regret that they lost their stores. But no, Elaine Harris asked you, no, there's not going to be an innocent verdict here. I would not be surprised. Innocent verdict, Facebook Live, Jameek Lowry. I hope it will die down, and it does. Swept under the rug. No, this ain't getting swept under the rug. I hope it doesn't get swept under the rug. I hope that black folks protest until something happens, because you know what ain't going to make it? Petitions ain't going to make it. You can get 10 million signatures on a petition. It's not going to make a difference. But if you get 10 million people to protest all across America, now you're saying something. Action speaks louder than words, and it damn sure speaks louder than a piece of paper. Anyway, 60 seconds left to the program, everybody. I hope everybody keep yourselves well. You know, the coronavirus is still out there. You know, they're opening up states and things are going on, but still it's there. Make sure you wash your hands and do all the things that the CDC suggests that you do. You know, and hopefully they'll find a vaccine. I understand that there's a whole bunch of them out there that may work. So hopefully through God's grace and mercy, we'll get a vaccine and we can get back to the NFL on CBS. All right, so I'm going to break out of here, everybody. I want to thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for listening. Elaine Harris Astry says it needs to tip the scale. Target got fire insurance as well as other chains. So, yeah, but they had nothing to do with what happened. So we don't want, you know, I don't condone the destruction of private property, but I do encourage protests. Like Malcolm said, by any means necessary. All right, I'm out, everybody. Take care of yourself. Remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together, we can definitely have it all. Thank you so much. I think I'm done.